Radio.
You're listening to CryptoCurrent, the only podcast that explores the bold projects, exciting opportunities, and the growing reach of blockchain and cryptocurrency. Whether you've got skin in the game or you're just crypto curious, keep an open mind, enjoy the conversation, and stay CryptoCurrent. Now here's your host, Richard Carthon.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of CryptoCurrent. Your host here, Richard Carthon. And today, I got a very special guest. Currently out of London, we have Benoit. Can you tell me how to pronounce your name correctly?
Yeah, sure. Benoit.
Benoit. Okay. We got Benoit. Thank you so much. With Cashin.store. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Richard. It's a pleasure to be in the podcast.
Of course, of course. So go ahead and start off by telling us a little bit about yourself. Give us some background.
Sure. So about myself, my background was in banking. I was a trader for maybe 8 years. I was a bit bored of the whole banking thing. So I moved to the startup thing. I worked almost a year in e-commerce as a UK country manager. And the idea was to set up my own business. And I kind of felt into Bitcoin. That was 2016. I was struggling to register on Coinbase, actually. So as a French citizen with a UK residency, it was hard to pass the whole process.
Right.
Then after I went to my idea of Cashin, so that's how it arrived. Maybe for the little story.
Gotcha. Okay, so let's just jump back to 2016. So how did you get first introduced to the cryptocurrency and blockchain space?
So the funny thing, I first heard about Bitcoin in 2013. That was at Burning Man.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really funny. So I met randomly a guy who his background was in trading as well, and he told me he left everything to look at arbitrage in Bitcoin. And back in the days, you know, I told him I think it's really crazy. It's virtual money. This virtual money in the cloud. How can you be sure? And then after I just thought about discussing with the guy again. The problem is, you know, at Burning Man, as there's 80,000 people and there's no mobile or Wi-Fi. So if you lose someone, you're yeah. never able to meet him again unless you're really lucky.
Right.
And so I couldn't ask more questions. And, you know, after the months, you go back to reality and go back to your work. And so after I really starting, looking into Bitcoin, I was looking at the whole fintech sector because I wanted to have my own company after working in a startup as a UK country manager, as mentioned. And so, naturally, Bitcoin, crypto was starting to be a very interesting sector to look at. And as I was really struggling to buying Bitcoin, and it was really not easy back in the days in 2016. So there was right. this Bitcoin ATM, but the fees were quite expensive, and it was still kind of early stage, even if 2016 was an early stage for Bitcoin. I start also owning and buying a bit of Bitcoin, and then I was so looking for the idea was to really democratizing the access, because I thought if me I'm struggling to buy Bitcoin, you know, what about my parents or my grandma Susie or so okay. that would, the idea was to be able to buy Bitcoin at any corner store, so create like a network of agents. That was the idea, basically.
Gotcha. Okay, so this is how the transition into your company Cashin.store comes into play. So you learn about it back in 2013 at Burning Man from a guy who you think's crazy. You look into it and you're like, wow, this makes sense. How do I get it for myself? Then you're like, huh, let me create something to help anyone and everyone be able to buy and use it anywhere. So can you go ahead and tell us a little bit about, tell us about Cashin.store, you know, what is it? How did you come up with the concept and where you at currently?
Sure. So early 2017, I came with the idea to provide a platform for FX Bureau, so Bureau the Change. So as you can imagine, in London, there's a few, as there's many tourists. So we had an MVP during the summer 2017. And I created the company at the end of the year. So really at kind of the peak, you know, the 2017 was really a crazy year. So there was a lot of demand. So we really got live maybe around March or April 2018 with a soft launch. And I expanded the network since. Yeah, I started so with one store and then two and three and four and up to maybe 22 right now.
All right. Congrats. That's awesome.
Thank you.
I know all the work that goes into that and getting this off the ground must have been a lot of just a lot of challenges along the way. So, you know, what is one of the biggest problems that your company is currently solving and why is it continuing to grow and more people are starting to use it?
Sure. So the big difference with the US is that in the UK, to have banking facilities can be very difficult. So as soon as you said the B word, so Bitcoin or cryptocurrency, any business account would be shut down straight away. So we had to find partners and alternative solutions to be able to collect the cash. As you can imagine, it's very niche, you know, this kind of cash to Bitcoin. Course, we were complying to regulations, which but back in the days was the main was the anti-money laundering EU regulation, which would oblige you to perform a KYC above 1,000 euros. So I said, okay, let's be more conservative. Let's say from £500, the client has to perform the KYC. So I also developed an app for the customer and the app could upload his password, his ID. So actually now the FCA is regulated. So the Financial Conduct Authority, so the UK SEC is now regulating the sector since, the 10th of Jan actually. So it's going to change a bit the rules, but it's a great thing because, you know, we're going to have will be more legit. I think it's a very good thing for the sector, basically.
Yeah, no, it's good. I mean, the more regulation that comes, the more mass adoption and just gives you a lot of opportunity for more mass to come and enter this exciting category of class.
Yeah, no, totally. Because I think, the main thing, the main concern for the retailers, for the institutional is really, the regulation, you know, is it legit or not? Is it regulated or not? You need some kind of consumer protection. And that's why I definitely think it's a good thing to have this kind of crypto license. The regulator will provide, it will give rules, bad actors, will potentially go away. And when we look at the US, you know, we think there's still a lot of growth in Europe and in other part of the world. So that's the idea, to expand and provide the platform to other emerging countries. that's the idea. So
Yeah, that's great. So walk me through if I am curious or if I want to set this up to for my business or whatever to be able to buy and accept a cryptocurrency. How does that work? What's that process look like?
Sure. So let's say you have a store. So any retail can sell mobile phone or have a coffee shop, or I know there's a lot in Austin, Texas. Yes. So any place, any retailer, we give them a tablet and they can straight away buy and sell. So for not only Bitcoin, but we will expand to other cryptos. But yes, the process is extremely simple. So the client can come with his own wallet, and so we can just scan his wallet and we'll perform the transaction. So so as mentioned, up to £500, which is roughly $700. And the other way around, if the client has Bitcoin, he can scan our QR code. And we have a technology to confirm the transaction in seconds. So it's even if it's on chain, so without the Lightning Network, we're able to give the cash to the client in 4 or 5 seconds, which was really important in order to have a good user experience.
Yeah, that's actually really interesting. And how you're able to speed up the transaction speed. And I guess by having it, the transactions being, you know, less than, I think you said £500 or $700, that allows you to have some flexibility with making sure that everything happens pretty seamlessly and quickly.
Yeah, exactly. So it shouldn't take more than, let's say, it shouldn't even be faster than, you know, any remittance transaction like Western Union, or like it's very similar to like changing dollars or euros. It's like scanning, confirming, and when the retailer sent the Bitcoin, he has to do a 6-digit password to kind of take the ownership of the transaction.
Okay.
So far we had around 12,000 transactions and we never had any issues. So we're ready to scale out too.
Yeah, well, that's great. That's really exciting. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. And again, the idea of democratization and mass adoption is, as you can imagine, in certain countries, like plugging a Bitcoin ATM would be too costly in terms of energy, or the machine can be too expensive. While with cash-in, anyone who has like an Android phone, you can buy a Chinese smartphone for $50, $60, can start buying and selling with cash-in. So I think it can be great if we manage to expand to other countries or region, part of the world. So that's the idea, you know, to be everywhere.
Gotcha. And so just so I'm clear too, so and for everyone listening, this is kind of a competition with like Bitcoin ATMs or XYZ. This would be a physical store. You could bring in like hard cash, hand it over to the cashier, and then they will send you in return Bitcoin.
Yes, that's correct. So we would always comply, of course, with local regulation. So for example, in Germany, you need first to have a crypto license. The financial authority, the BaFin, you have to apply for it. Sometimes you need a banking partner. So we would always comply to regulation. But at the moment, there's very few countries with kind of like a very clear regulation. So I think there's great opportunities to have this service. In many parts of the world,
right?
So
and, and, And I definitely see its use cases where in a ton of countries where if you aren't very certain of your country's value, you can go somewhere, be able to cash in yours, be able to transfer it in the Bitcoin, which it's still like a volatile market, but at least it might be a little bit more stable than the country that they're in. So it's just a quick way to be able to really create your own resource of having your own banking for yourself by able to turn in the cash that you have into crypto assets.
Yeah, exactly. That's a really good point. So if you look at country like Zimbabwe or like Venezuela, I think people would prefer to own Bitcoin than the local currency. But we would potentially be able to. I mean, we will expand to other cryptos. So I think there's an opportunity to kind of disrupt the whole remittance industry. It's a $700 billion market, and commissions are still high, and actually half is still in cash. With cryptocurrency, the opportunity is amazing to be able to, you know, top up the wallet of your family, I don't know, back in Brazil or in Africa or anywhere in the world, and it's instant and you don't have this third party. Let's say you go through cash-in, and let's say right now we charge around 4-5% on the Bitcoin USD price. But if you go to some emerging countries, the price of the Bitcoin is higher. Therefore, you can have some kind of positive arbitrage. So let's say if the person in Brazil or in Africa can cash out, it will offset his 5% fee, and he can even have a little profit. Does that make sense? A big part of the business should move to cryptocurrency, and that's why we're pushing mass adoption, and we hope it's going to happen soon.
Good deal. Yeah, that's exciting, man. It's definitely a unique niche opportunity that I think you're doing a really solid job of attacking. But aside from that, man, I know that you've been in the crypto space for a long time now. Are there any other crypto and blockchain projects that have your interest right now that's on your radar that you think other people should know about?
At the moment, we're very focused on BizDev. I was kind of maximalist, but of course I'm looking at other cryptocurrency, and we'll add other cryptocurrencies. But any particular blockchain project at the moment, not really, to be honest.
Gotcha. No worries on that. But what are some things that you think are in the horizon, either, let's say, coming up this year or the next couple of years, that you're looking out for and that other people should be looking out for?
I think what we should push people to use their Bitcoin as much as possible, because there was this big trend of hodler. I think the first 10 years was really about speculation and investment. And the next 10 years should have strong use case. Like, if you're in the tech sector and you have developer in other countries, why not paying them with Bitcoin? It's almost instant. That's our listeners should try doing, pushing and if you have a present for a wedding, just bring some Bitcoin and push as much as you can the adoption. That's my final thought, I think.
Gotcha. Okay. No, that's a really good point. As a final thought, I think that's a really good thing to drive home. We need to push for mass adoption. That's what we need to be headed towards. I really appreciate you spending some time with us.
My pleasure, Richard.
More information about that. Yeah.
Just a little thing to add to our listeners. So we're always looking for partners and in any part of the world, retail partners or, you know, anyone working in Bureau de Change, looking at, listening to us. Yeah, you can just shoot us an email, contact@cashin.store, and I'll be happy to, we'll be happy to come back and see if we can help them to set up the platform wherever they are.
Perfect. What are some other ways that people can connect with you, Benoit?
The best would be, yeah, you can, my personal email, benoit@cashin.store. Yeah, I'm on Twitter. It's, cashin.store. Yeah. Sorry, it's go cashin Twitter. Confused. So yeah, go cashin, please add me, or, if you have any questions, feel free to contact me on there.
Perfect. Well, again, Benoit, we really appreciate your time today. And for everyone listening today, stay cryptocurrent.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening to another episode of Cryptocurrent. For more information on this episode and all of our episodes, please visit us at www.crypto-current.co. Stay up to date with the latest news in cryptocurrency. You'll receive daily emails Monday through Friday that are personalized and curated content specific to you and your interest, powered by artificial intelligence. Are you an accredited investor looking to invest in cryptocurrency? Crescent City Capital can help. Go to crescentcitycapital.com for more information. If you're finding value in our content, please take 5 minutes to leave a 5-star review and a great comment. Also, please make sure to share this podcast with others. Hello, everyone. I hope you're enjoying the quality of this podcast. I can only thank my amazing producer, Andrew DeRitter, with DeRitter Productions, who has put this together. If you have any podcast, visual, or video needs, please go to DeRitterProductions.com. That's DERITTER Productions.com.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Cryptocurrent with Richard Carthon. We'll be back with more exciting developments from the world of blockchain and cryptocurrency next week. But until then, stay cryptocurrent.